Parshas Nosoi, which is a very big parasha with a lot of important yonim. There's one very chashuv parasha in a small parasha, Parasha Ketana of Birchas Kohanim. So, Chelek Dabal Arvel One of Lemakris Vorchis Nesol Amor Lahem, and the Vorch Hashem, and so on. So you have here a mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, which be'etzim is the sheresh for the whole topic that we call bracha, giving brachas and so on. That all comes from here, and it's something that is it's not clear. We speak a lot about it in the Shabbos morning Rishonim, what a bracha is, whether it's a tefillah or nevuah. We have different shittas. Both of them have a lot of issues, but what exactly is bracha? What's the mekor bracha? And it's an avoda bracha. In other words, it's kohanim have a chiyuv to be mevarech. There's an inyan of bracha, chiyuv to be mevarech, and when it's all done with, it says v'somash bnei al bnei Yisrael bnei varechim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be maskim to the kohanim. What does that mean? If it would be a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I understand. You must part HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misratze, he's oinet to the tefillah. There's some sort of reaction where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us our bakoshes. If it's a nevuah, then what do you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maskim? So what exactly is a person doing when he's doing a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives his askama? It's a dava that really needs a yisaidistik havana. There's an inyan in Birchas Kohanim. There's something in Birchas Kohanim which is unusual, in that the parasha, the way it's given, and the parasha, the way it happens, is very different. The parasha, the way it says in the Torah, is three psukim, three brachas, three psukim. Each one is a separate parasha. So it's a stuma. Berach Hashem is one parasha. Yor Hashem Panei V'Lach is a second parasha. Yis Hashem Panei V'Lach is on Shalom is a third parasha. You have three parashas over here. Each one is a separate entity, a separate bracha, and B'Samach Shmi is a fourth parasha. In the Beis Hamikdash, they used to say it as one long bracha. They said one long bracha and answered amen at the end. I assume it had the some of the achronim say, I think the Rashi says that's the reason why we say barchenu b'bracha meshuleshes aksuva b'teira. The bracha meshuleshes aksuva b'teira, that's the right way to say it, because it's a bracha meshuleshes in the Torah, but it's not a bracha meshuleshes when it's a mura adi kahanim. The bracha meshuleshes only the Torah. In the Torah, it's three brachas. Kohanim say it as one. And it's almost as if there's a kriyan ksiv here. Manifshach. The pasuk is telling this is what kohanim should say. Kohanim say baruch Yisrael, as if there'd be two dots over there. Amar lahem, two dots. So. If they're supposed to say it as one pasuk, say it as one pasuk. Why in the Torah is it written three psukim, and when the Kohanim say it as one? It's something which is really a Devar Tema. The Rambam says two nekudas about it. He says, after they finished Avodah, they would be Mevarech Brocha Achas, and using the Shema Mefarish. Ki'ilu, those are the two salient nekudas about Birchas Kohanim that he has to give over, is that it was Brocha Achas, and that was with the Shema Farish Dafka. There's also an interesting, the fact that the Kohanim are the ones that give the Brocha, we can say Kohanim, Abderkal, Kedoshim, Toirim, Tzadikim, and so on and so forth, and the Bemele should give the Brocha. The Brochas are Mikusher with Avoida. It's a chelik of Avoida is bracha. So you have it, Birchas Kohanim is an integral chelik of Tamidu Musafin. The Rambam brings it in Tamidu Musafin. Even though technically it's not part of the Karbonis, it's not something that's ma'akev the karbonis, and the karbonis are not ma'akev it. You can have it without the karbonis, you can have karbonis without it. But it's brought as part and parcel of the avodah, and that's why for us, there's no logical reason it should be part of Shemoneh Esrei. Well, why Shemoneh Esrei? We could have, after davening, we can give a klap and say kohanim. It's Yisrael, what they do every day. So after davening, you can give a klap, say kohanim, and if that kohanim did, they have to get up and be mevarech. It's got nothing, it's got no reason why it's part and parcel of Shemoneh Esrei, really. And Baal Korach, the reason is because since you see it's an integrated part of the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, it's an integrated part. This is kilu part of avoda. So b'meila, when we say it as part of avoda in our avoda of tefillah. In Ritzei, where we speak about avodas Yisrael, Nishi Yisrael, where the kohanim have to be nigash, and if that's kilu in Shemoneh Esrei is the place for it. But it still begs the question: why is it taka? Why is it so kosher in avoda? Good, the person is in a Heilige Matzah den, and it's a high Madrega, it's all fine and good. But that's very, very ancillary. That's not an intrinsic reason why this part is Pazva Avodah. A third Indian Chazal say over here that the parasha of Brachas is given in the Schus of Avram. Chazal are very, very Meirich. The Medrash here is Meirich Allah. And the Medrash here brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moses' Brachas to Avram. And then he was Moisa the Brachas to the Gimel Ovis. And Chazal bring the famous Chazal Yochel Yechaisim Bekulam Talmud Lomi Yehi Bracha Veyei Bracha. So on the one hand, the Brachas are given to the three Ovis, and it says each one was Zbarach Mas Avram. Each and every one was Yitzchak Be'er Yaakov, Yaakov Be'er Shem Asa Shvotim. The three Mevorachim are Avram and Yaakov. It says that the three Psukim are Keneged Avram and Yaakov. You have three Psukim. Then Chazal say Yochol Yechaisim Bekulon Talmud Loima. It says Ve'yehei Bracha. So on the one hand, each one of the Ovis was Nisbarach. Or like Chazal say here, each one gave a bracha. So there is an inyan of brachas that split along the three. But it says veyei bracha. That bechocha. So there's something in the mahalach of bracha that we divide it to the three avos. Three avos dafka. So three avos have a special nekuda legabe bracha. Of the three avos, Avram Avinu is more than all of them, and we have to be chosen with him. How do we understand the two stadim? The fact that, first of all, why is bracha shaykh to avos? Why is it dafkan avos to kinyan? And the shift between the avos, and it has to end with Avram Veyei bracha. I mean, Liba Imali, that's the reason why. The first shayla we asked, it appears in the Torah as three brachas, and yet we say it as one bracha, is a reflection of the same inyan by the avos, that three avos had brachas in one aspect, and the sheirish was tied to Avram in another aspect. So you see that brachas can start with three, and brachas it must go back to one. You see the same dichotomy between the two in the befoil of the brachas as that. But understanding why is the Sheirish of Brachas by it starts with Ovis Dafka and so on. Chazal say that the Kohanim stood and they waited for Kodesh Baruch to be maskim to them. It's a dava that needs a big hesba. One more nekuda. Bechlal, we see that Avodah is always tied with Brachas. It says by Aaron HaKohen that he was marked in Pasha Shmini, he was marked in the oil on the Zvachim, and then he was mevorech the Am, and then vayered milahaktes asvachim asashlam and so on. In other words, it was part of the avodah. Shleima Melech, when he dedicated Beis Hamikdash, when he bought Karbonis, he was mevorech the Am. The brachas were always tied to that. And it's something about it's kosher to avoda, it's a poel yoytzev avoda, and so on. So, one more nekuda about it coming from the avos that will show us a little bit of the sheirish and so on. It says that the Gemara Bavasa says the obvious one is Barech with three brachas, Hakol, Bakol, Mikol. Those are the three brachas that the obvious one is Barech with. Hashem Versa from Bakoil and the Yeshli Koil, the Mikoil, and so on. Chazal say, what are these brachas? Shehit Imon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'ein Olam Haba. The brachas were that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them some sort of tam of Olam Haba. So the obvious are the three shrashim of bracha, and the bracha that it says by them is that it was Hit Imon Me'ein Olam Haba. L'chura, it's a little bit, I mean, most brachas are nogea, or I would say all brachas are nogea, Tolam Hazeh. I mean, the Sada should be Nisbarech, the Ksham should be Nisbarech, the Banim should be Nisbarech, and so on. Those are all in Yanim that Aton Bracha. To be Zochet B'Tolam Olam Haba is a wonderful thing, but it doesn't fit under the rubric of what we would consider Bracha. It's a Schar. But why is that kosher to Bracha? Bracha is Fakat. The success a person has, Baruch Aleinu, Sashana Azois, Vaskomnis Vasa Latoiva, that's what Bracha is a Chalon. That's what the Vitach Hal Kim, Itala Shemaim, Mishmane Oretz, Vaib Dogim, Vasirish. We don't find any Brachas for Olam Haba, really. The Brachas of Derech Kal, Brachas for Olam Haba, the Meram is Olam Haba, but it says that the Sheyush is Brachas HaKashbo was matim to them at Me'ein Olam Haba. We have to understand what Bracha is. And how it expresses itself and so on. We've mentioned a few times brachas are the reflection of they're a reflection of a mahalach that mimics Yesh Ma'ayin in a limited way. Yesh Ma'ayin existed in Briyas Olam. It's with the braces, which is a bracha, which is ois bracha, like Chazal say, that's over with. There is no yesh ma'ayin in this world. What we do have in this world is there are some processes that are for us pure yesh ma'ayin. If a person takes a potato and he cuts it up, if he cuts it up into four pieces, each piece is a quarter of the original piece. If he cuts it into eight pieces, each piece is an eighth, and so on. If he sticks the potato in the ground, another 10 potatoes grow. So there is a musig of ribuy in the world, where things on this rabbe, it's similar to yesh me'ayin, in the sense that it is more than what you put in. You come up with 100 times what you had. That's something that is not, it's not the yesh miyesh of cutting a potato into different pieces. On the other hand, it's yesh miyesh because it needs a sheirish to be chal from. You need something to start it from. What is that something that you're starting from? The in other words, you need that first potato. Is it to be memayit the nes? I mean, partially, you kind of look at it, you want to be memayit the nes. It's not mamish maisebracious. But there is a certain element of maisebracious to it, in the sense that, for had it one potato, become 10 potatoes. And again, I'm not speaking midaka, it absorbed the nutrients and so on, but mitzad it feces adam. A person is vayivarach ha'isam alakim, vayamu pruer vu, omilas ha'aretz. One person can be moiled a billion people. There's certainly it's yesh miyesh. Everyone ate and everyone took stuff from the world. But there's a sense of ribui, which is, it's not within the framework of yesh miyesh. So how does that work exactly? So the brachas have something called a makar. You find the phenomena of yesh me'ayin is the mashal when a person taps into a well. So he opens up a mucker, and that mucker, that source, becomes a source for water. Somebody will say, well, if water can come from nowhere, so why can't I just put a glass and say I'm thirsty and it'll fill up with water? You need a mucker, something tied to teva, which goes beyond the teva and is the conduit for that. So when a person sinks a pipe in and draws a well, and again, we're talking mitzad, a person's tfisa, not mitzad the mechanics of teva. So a person's tfisa, as long as he has a spout, that to an endless well, that becomes a mucker, and that's where the water comes from. That's the shayrish where it's this barich from. There's a shayla if the necholim, if the naharis are mizbarich, we keep on where in is barich from when rivers swell up and they start flowing, where are they coming from? We have a mucker. The inyan of leida al iske mucker baruch Hashem, makayas baruch Hashem kor Yisrael al iske mucker. The woman's aver of Eilada, the woman's rechem, is called a mucker. A source means it's the point that I can trace something's origin, and that's it. So whenever we touch on something that's called a mucker, we are opening a pipeline to something else. So if we sink something, if we sink a pipe into the ground, and water spouts, or oil, or gas, or whatever, we've tapped into something. We don't have access to the infinite amount of water underground, but we have a spout, a source, that becomes a mucker. So every act of bracha, the metzias of bracha, is where a branch of the river, of the infinite mucker, becomes in this gal in the world, and is able to be mashpia in this world. So when a person takes a potato and plants it in the ground, it's not the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch, it's not the pshat he got a yesh me'ayin in the full sense of the word, like if you just say I need a potato and potato comes, but rather he was able to tap in. Every cell has in itself a mucker, every cell has in itself a nekuda of brach of amshacha that is attached to something more than itself, the genes and so on, and we tapped into it, and that's where we have bracha from. So that's where the shefa bracha comes from. So if we're to ask ourselves, how does a person get bracha in this world? Lamashal, if we ask a person, how does a person get a lot of seeds in the world? He's a farmer, and he's planting the ground. And we ask ourselves, how does he produce a lot of seeds? The answer has nothing to do with the seeds. With the grain. He be metapel with the grain that the insects shouldn't damage it, the sun shouldn't damage it. You can be metapel, but it's a yesh miyesh thing. If you plow the ground, fertilize the ground, tap into a fertile piece of ground, then you've tapped into a mucker, and that's where you get bracha from. So the avodah of bracha lies primarily in the tapping into a mucker, and from the mucker is where the shefa begins to flow by itself, pretty much. So if we identify the nekudas of bracha, how does one produce bracha? It's by hitting home close to the mucker. The avodah in its broad sense, whether it's karbonis or tefillah, is a hisbatlus of the world towards its source. Utsvo Hashemayim lechom ishtachavim. Ishtachavo means oidot to the source. At karbonis is giving up to the mucker. I acknowledge that what I have is bottled to its cherish. It's not koichi vaitzim yodi. It's rather it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every avoda is oidos baldin, showing either by peh or whatever. If I daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm saying everything is tolling you. Bina and refuah and bracha and geula, everything is telling you. So the avoda of tefillah, let's put it this way, avoda in its large sense is this batlus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the makom where a person opens up a mucker for bracha. Because when I hit home and I tap into the source and I touch, every bria, like I mentioned before, every bria makes, it cuts the person off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm independent, I'm myself, I have a reshus nitna, I can do things, I eat noitzetene yochal piryoi, and tnula mipriyodeo. Everything is all my, So that's what the Bria is. When the Bria turns around and is Oyver Hashem, we're acknowledging the Mokar. We are establishing the Mokar. That is the Mahalach of Maisa, of a Maisa Bracha, of a Maisa Avoida. When a person taps into that Mokar, he opens up a Mokar for Bracha. That's the way in which a person it produces something that can begin to be Shefea Shefa Bracha. And that's why Bracha is Dafka Kosher with Avoida, like we said before. Because wherever a person reaches the peak of his batos, when Klal Yisrael as a whole brings its first morning carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying, the Neshama is from you, and it's back to you, that's a Makom for Bracha. And when Shlomo brought the Karbanis, when Aaron, always it's part and parcel of it. If I'm ask myself, where is the right moment to be Mevarech Klal Yisrael, it's when a Mokar has opened up. It's opened up when I have said, it's like when I cut away the outside layers and I say, this is really where it's at. So in Tefillah is where the Mokar of Bracha is. As a person goes from the Mokar outwards, what he gets is a spatzlus. He gets a division, just like the cell that starts the body, starts as one cell, and it begins to divide, and you get the ribui and the ribui ribuyim. That's the process of bracha. As the person gets to the mokar, the person gets less, he sees more and more the shayrish, until the final shayrish is one. Every human being starts as one cell. And when a person traces it all back, that's what he gets to. The one and three, Avos are called Avos because they are Shrushim of Klal Yisrael. They were the ones that gave the Zera of Klal Yisrael. They are, so Avos as three are the Mokar of Klal Yisrael. Three, the number three is the first number of Ribui that brings you back to the Mokar. And I want to explain it. Whenever the Sheirish is one, when I have a second element, the Maral speaks a lot as that, I have a duality which implies stira, shtei reshuyos, no reconciliation. I have toiv and ra, oir and choshech. Those are, two is be'etzem pirud and be'etzem ribui. And that's why ribui and brach is all the twos, the base is two and chaf is two and resh is two. When I have a third element, three is what brings everything back to the one. So Avos as a threesome are the first ribui that points the way. It's like when you want an arrow that points in a certain direction, it's three nekudas. You can make it with lines. If you make it with nekudas, you'll think about it, you have like a triangle with the point pointing in a certain direction. That implies all roads flow into this one. That's what an arrow is, because that's how we grasp it. Every kasav ashesh yechir b'neim brings you back to the makar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bracha b'kholiyas is shayach to three, to the avos, because avos are mevarachim. That's the tev of avos, they are shrashim, and they express sheirish in the bria. Av echad l'kulanu. The three avos have, each one has a sheirish, and as a threesome they bring you back to the one, which is Avram Avinu, Eveheye Bracha. Yochel Bekulon Chosmen, a bracha can't end at three. A bracha has to end at one, because that is where bracha comes at a point to. So that's what Chazal mean over here. The bracha is started with the Avos. And the Avos are the Sheirish of Klal Yisrael, and therefore bracha is nesuna to them. And each one had his own bracha. The threesome had to point to one point and end with Avram. The three of Avos are three because they bring you to the one. And that's the oimik of what Chazal say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bracha was that it was matim them atam olam haba. Not olam haba in the sense of a schar, of reward. We're not talking about schar. Olam Haba as a te'ima in the sheirish and the mukar. In other words, their bracha was, their inyan of bracha was, that they had one foot in the very, very sheirish, and therefore were able to serve as a bridge to bring it over to us, the Klal Yisrael, and so on. So the avodah of bracha, the mahus of bracha, started with the avos, because avos, Michaldika told us, avos are a sheirish for ribui, and av, the word av, is aleph and beis. Aleph is the one point, and beis is the point of bracha and ribui. Every av is one. Actually, the zachar is begematria bracha. That the zachar is always the one who produces many. A woman, in the tev of a woman is the hayladah that she has is one at a time. The av, his zera is kechol hayam. His side of bracha, and the woman is the one that specifies each one and takes one at a time. That's the so avos as such what kachar brachas. In internally, the avos had to point to one, and that's why the Torah gave the brachas such a oifen. The Torah said, "These are three psukim. When I'm learning it, b'Torah's Talmud Torah, each one is a separate entity." Each one is a separate mitzvah. When I'm trying to add it up together, when I'm saying it b'teiras avodadik, when I'm giving brachas, when I'm endowing a bracha onto Klal Yisrael, it has to be endowed as one. So that it's mishuleshes b'teira, and the Torah it's written as three, and the way in which it comes through kahanim and avodah, it's bracha achas. And that's why you have to say Shema Mefirish Bedafka, because you want to hit home at the very Sheirish. The Shemas that come from Shema Mefirish, the Shemas, the Kinuyim, the Oifen of telling it, that's already from the Seder Bracha. That's already the Shema Shem is Mizbarech, Lifnei Fanim, and it branches out. But the Oifen in which it comes, the Sheirish has to be Dafka Echa. The Netzina Lemeidim, the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the world itself, what rules is the aside of Ribui. That's the world. The world is a makom where things are mugda. It's Yesh Miyesh. The only Hechetimtza of some other thing is the side of Bracha. The side of Bracha requires that there be some bridge, something that is tapped into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into there, into Hitim Otam Olam Haba, and that should serve as the bridge for bringing it over into this world. That becomes a mucker. And that's why Likra Shabbos, it says on Shabbos, the Zohar Kodesh asks, it says, "Vayivarech lekim asayim ashvi, vayikadosh oisoy b'may birchon." What does it mean with vayivarech? The man didn't go on Shabbos. So the Zohar says, because it's the mocker of the bracha. But the question is still there. So why, if that's the mocker, then why is there no man on Shabbos? The answer is, the job, the nekuda of the mocker, lays not into into what it's producing, but into where it's anchoring itself. When a person is digging a well, he's not looking, in the digging of the well, the site is to get as deep as possible, and faket, the water coming up while you're digging the well blocks your efforts. You're trying to get to the very source of it. Once you're tapped in, then you're looking for the shefa. So the avodah of Shabbos is in the non-production, because the direction is to be neschabet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then if you're neschabet Prophet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shefa comes out the entire week. But the avodah of bracha is to neschabet to the mocker bedafka. I want to speak a little bit about it in a practical sense. A person, what everybody in this world wants to accomplish. Yiratzon shabrocha tishre b'maisi yedeichem is the ultimate bracha we ask for. We don't ask for yesh me'ayin. It's not a bracha. It's a klala. It's not to do with us. We ask to be productive and to be able to be mashpia. That's what a person wants to do. We think, so obviously bracha in physical things is bracha in physical things. But in ruchnius, a person wants to be mashpia on other people. A person wants to say very nice shtikach Torah. A person wants to daven nicely. All the ruchnistic activities that we're looking for bracha. The mistake is to think that the avodah lies in the outside. L'mashal, if I want to be mashpia on people, so what I need to do? I need to prepare beautiful, nice things to say, nice verita, nice stories, nice mishalom, whatever it is. And listen, when you're tending a field, you need to protect the pears. It's not. I don't. Yes, there is some amount of work that has to go into it, but the real emes is the person has to tap into himself. The more a person's own mitzias is rooted in ruchnias, then what comes out is nisrabe. There's substance there. It'll come out in another deher, in another havan, in another knech, in another angle, because he's tapped into his sherish. A person who learns, if you have to prepare shtikl Torah, so again, you work on the shtikl Torah, it's very nice. But if a person wants to be a deeper Talmud Chacham, he should be working on the sugya, on learning it and understanding it. Forget about the shtikl Torah. Understand the sugya well. If your mind understands it, then when you open your mouth, it's going to start coming out. When you see big people, you get a sense almost that he didn't prepare. So where's it coming from? The Torah is there's so much inside that if you just put a hole into it, it bursts out. If the well, when your person makes a well, it's important that the walls should be solid, and it's important the pump should work well. Everything's important. But what's really important? To tap into a place where there's water. If a person's panemius doesn't contain in itself, it doesn't have itself, what'll come out is limited. If I prepare 10 lectures, I have 10 lectures. That's what I have. If I prepare 10 shekel Torah, I have 10 shekel Torah. If I pump myself up to daven on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur nicely, I daven Rosh Hashanah and Kippur nicely. But that things should flow from inside a person. That a person should have bracha more than he has ostensibly put in. That's only shayach if his avodah was bifnim. If the person's avodah was between himself and the source, whether it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu or it's the Torah, that's where the person becomes a mocker. And when a person becomes the site of bracha, if a person is content with boxing and packaging what he has, then that's all he needs to do. But if a person wants bracha, and that's what we etzim want, because as long as we just package and repackage what we have, then there's a sense of futility. So what's the point of it? I have 10 things to say, and I'll say them this way, that way, the other way. But if a person wants to be toyim the tam of olam haba, where there's a sense of infinite, mitzad the hagoshes, mitzad the havanis, mitzad the tfisas, mitzad the accomplishments. If a person is out to help other people, if he works on helping other people, then he helps X amount of people. If he works on a leiv toiv, on the Herin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki b'or panecha Hashem Elokeinu nasatan Torah chayim v'avas chesed, the herring that between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bridge is chesed, then it'll come at moments when he might not be up to it or feel capable of it. That's where a person's avodah lies. And when a person is able to dig into that makom and touch a mocker, open up a mocker in himself of something that's between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where a person becomes a sheirish for bracha. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevarach his ma'is yadayim, and that's where the kiyum of Avram's be'i bracha is chal every single year. Shabbos.
Every single what?
Thank you.